And as I mentioned yesterday, it was a little bit of a fortuitous turn of events on my break that I happened to be in the South Australian Parliament the same day as Susie Kenny presented her uncle's book to the South Australian Parliament. Susie, good morning.
Hello there. How are you, Keith?
I am very well, thank you. What is the story about your uncle's book? It takes us back to some of the really tough days in farming, doesn't it?
It certainly does, yes. So, Grain Handling is the name of the book, Grain Handling the Way It Was. And the book's been out now for a few years, actually. But I had a meeting with the Honourable John Dawkins a while ago in Streaky Bay, and I met him through the Suicide Prevention Network that John does some amazing work around, and I gave him a copy of the book because I thought he might find it of interest, and he suggested that it be submitted into the Parliamentary Library in Adelaide, and so that's really where the journey started. As far as that journey is concerned, but as far as the actual book's concerned, I think many people around the Eyre Peninsula will probably already have a copy of this book because it's quite well known now. But really, it is a journey about documentation of how life was back in the day before bulk handling of grain came into place, so before the silos were built, obviously, and what the men of that time did. And so they're incredibly hard work, going to the farmer's place and the bag sewing for a start, so filling the bags and then sewing them up. So that was a lot of what my dad did. He was an excellent bag sewer back in the day. And then the bags had to be transported then to wheat stacks around the Eyre Peninsula. And so a lot of what my uncle did was the wheat lumping, which was grabbing the bags and creating the stacks with some of the other men also around the Eyre Peninsula. So it's quite a thing that is part of our history, but could easily have been lost, I think, if it hadn't have been documented in this way, in this beautiful book.
Certainly could have. Speaking with Susie Kenny this morning, who recently presented a copy of Grain Handling the Way It Was to the South Australian Parliamentary Library. And Susie, as you say, it came about because John Dawkins, the President of the Upper House, was visiting Streaky Bay, and part of the passions that he has through the network of suicide prevention organisations. And is there some sort of opportunity there, do you think, to maybe continue the writing traditions in the family, or is maybe writing a book something that you've given some consideration to?
Yes, and I am actually writing a book currently, so funny you should ask that.
Well, let's give it a gratuitous plug then.
Of course, why not? So the work that I do, I have for the last 7 years run my own business of coaching, so mindset, mind and body coaching, and mentoring mainly women around the Eyre Peninsula, maybe mainly farming women, but other rural women as well, and some men, of course. But through that journey, it's now brought me to a place where I feel really passionate about creating a book that people can pick up and read themselves and empower themselves in a way that perhaps they, if they're struggling with something in particular, they know that they're actually not alone. Living out here can be really quite isolating, and it can make it more difficult to access services and things like that. So, yeah, I really wanted to write something that someone could pick up, and perhaps that could be something that they could then implement into their lives in a really easy way. And then obviously their own lives, but their children and their husbands and their broader community as well. So, yeah, I'm very passionate about empowering people to, do what they need to do in their own lives to fulfill their own potential.
And how soon do you think it might be until that book gets published?
So I'm aiming for, it could be quite ambitious, but I am aiming for early next year,
So we'll better keep an eye on that one. That's a very nice little segue into your writing abilities. So maybe it does run in the family. Susie, thank you so much for joining us this morning. And you'll be back tomorrow to tell us exactly what's happening around Streaky Bay this month.
That's right.